From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. On a party-line vote Saturday night, Senate Democrats managed to push their health care bill past a threatened GOP filibuster. But several centrist senators who voted to begin debate on the bill are now warning that they will oppose bringing that debate to an end if the opt-out public insurance option remains in the bill. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Nebraska's Ben Nelson told ABC's This Week he would block a final vote on the health care bill if its public option isn't changed.
We could negotiate a public option of some sort that I might look at, but I don't want a big government Washington-run operation that would undermine the private insurance that 200 million Americans now have.
But some of Nelson's Democratic colleagues strongly defend the public option that's in the bill. New York's Chuck Schumer told CBS's Face the Nation states that don't want the public option can opt out of it.
I think the proposal that Leader Reid wisely put into his bill, which is a moderate, modest proposal, sort of in the middle of public option land. There are some on the left who don't like it. They want it to be more liberal. Some on the right. Will at the end of the day be where we end up?
Weeks more of debate on the measure are expected. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
One of the five men facing trial for the September 11th attacks plans to plead not guilty and then explain to the jury why they did it. That's according to the attorney for one of the men who met with his client last week at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay. He says that the defendants have discussed the trial and plan to use it to explain their assessment of American foreign policy. He says that assessment is negative. The death toll from a mine explosion on Saturday in northeast China has risen to 104. It was China's worst mining accident in 2 years. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Angry family members of the dead miners scuffled with police and demanded answers from the management of the Xinxing mine in northeast Heilongjiang province. Rail cars full of orange-suited rescuers descended into the still-smoking mine shaft to look for the missing. Gas was detected in the mine nearly an hour before the blast, and some workers were evacuated. 420 out of 528 miners working underground made it out. Most mine accidents in China occur at small, privately owned mines that lack adequate safety equipment and procedures. But the Xinxing mine is a large state-owned operation, which produced more than 1 million tons of coal in the first 10 months of this year. Heilongjiang's governor Li Zhanshu commented, "We cannot pursue GDP growth at the cost of blood." Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Japanese financial markets were closed today due to a national holiday. Oil prices rose above $78 a barrel in Asia. Benchmark crude rose by 97 cents to $78.44 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. Racing history was made in Florida yesterday with Jimmie Johnson's victory in the Ford 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman has more.
Johnson needed only to finish 25th or better in the race. Instead, he finished 5th to easily secure a record 4th consecutive NASCAR title. The 34-year-old Californian, who says he grew up on two wheels in the dirt, now dominates his sport.
It's so unbelievable. You know, I love this sport. I love motorsports. It's something I've always wanted to do. I've always looked up to the sport. And to do something that the greats weren't able to do, it's unbelievable.
Johnson joins Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt, and Hendrick Motorsports teammate Jeff Gordon as the only drivers to win 3 or more titles. His finish also gave team owner Rick Hendrick his record 12th championship. Overshadowed by the accomplishments, Denny Hamlin won NASCAR's annual Florida finale. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Senator Charles Schumer is calling for a federal investigation into complaints by consumers that they are losing millions of frequent flyer miles due to confusing rules and agreements. The New York Democrat wants to establish rules for frequent flyer programs that are billed as a free benefit to help attract and retain customers. There are a few restrictions on how airlines manage and redeem the miles. Inside Flyer magazine finds the lack of consumer protections on frequent flyer miles is a common concern. Complaints include miles expiring without clear notice and a frequent change in the value of the miles. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.